Okay, we're now in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, line number 8. Amar Lazar Rav Chanina. Rav Lazar says the name of Rav Chanina. Asi the Kadosh Baruch Hu Yosatar Barosh Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik. Kadosh Baruch Hu will be a crown in the for the head of each and every righteous person. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'yomahu Yeh Hashem Tzvakos Lateres Tzvi V'Litzfiras Tiferes Lisharamo. So he quotes Pasuk in Yeshayahu. Now the Gemara is going to explain what this Pasuk means. And that day Hashem will be, what's my la teres tzvi v'li tzfiras tifara? What does it mean? It's going to be for the a teres tzvi. So la osim ritzono. So a teres tzvi, Hashem will be a crown for those who are tzvi, a lashon of ratzon, to those who do his will. And what's li tzfiras tifara? Those who are mitzapim lishua, so those who hope for the salvation of the Jewish people, which is a glory for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these people will wear this crown, or they will have this crown. Hashem will be a crown for them. Yachol lakol, you might think that Hashem's going to give it to everyone. Tamalomar li sha'ar amo, to the sha'ar amo, the pasuk says. What's sha'ar amo? L'misha mesim atzmo kishirayim. Someone who makes stuff like shirayim, like leftover, that he has a sense of anivus, humility. So lot to unpack here. So what does this mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu will be for a crown. So there's a Gemara in Brachos, which states that Brachos in Daf Yizayim and Aleph, that the Olam Haba, there's not going to be any eating or drinking, but just righteous people will sitting with crowns on their heads, and they're going to benefit from Miziv Hashchina, from the glory of the divine light. The Rambam explains that this Olam Haba refers to what happens when people pass away. They go to Olam Haba. So it's not physical, it's totally spiritual. And they're going to be connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Atara is connected to the intellect, and they're going to be a time of Chachma and Yediyah, getting closer wisdom, understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ravid asks on the Rambam, the Ravid asks, what is this idea of the Rambam saying that Olam Haba, there's no body in Olam Haba? How can that be? Does the Rambam not believe in Tchias HaMeisim, resurrection of the dead? So the Kesem Mishnah explains that no, the Ravid misunderstands the Rambam. The Rambam believes that Olam Haba is where we go when we die. The Ravid thinks that Olam Haba, like others, like the Ramban and others, that Olam Haba is not where we go when we die. Olam Haba is the world after Mashiach comes, so there we will have a body. So the Ravid thinks, the Rambam holds, that there's not going to be any body when after Tchias HaMeisim. That's not what the Rambam means. The Rambam says Olam Haba. He's referring to where we go after we pass away. The Maral points out this notion of an Atara. An Atara, a crown, is separate from man, but it can be connected to man. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Atara for the head of a tzaddik. He's separate from us, from a tzaddik, from us, from people, from tzaddikim, but he can be connected to a tzaddik as well. And the Ein Eliyahu points out, based on a pasuk and based on the Yalkut in Mishlei, where is Chachma found? And Rabbi Lezer says, Chachma is found Barosh. That's this idea about Trosei Baroshehem, because Baruch Hu is going to be like a source of tremendous wisdom in Olam Haba. And the goal is not simply that we yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also that we are like, we make ourselves like Shirayim, that we have this sense of anivus, this sense of humility. The Nefesh Chaya says that this idea of someone being humble, he said that sometimes people think they're better than other people because of their wonderful attributes. Nefesh Chaya said the real level of Anava, it's a very high level, as he says that someone who generally is he knows that his deeds are few, and he walks around very lowly, but the good that he does, he attributes to his own free will, his own Bechira, and not to... he says he's a little guy, but for the free will that he did, so he does for his small deeds, for the few deeds that he does, and that is That is not enough to achieve the Atar of Hashem. Even the small deeds that we do, we should say it's also from the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if we used our Bechira in order to achieve this. The Gemara continues, Ularuch Mishpah Liyoshif Ala Mishpah V'Ligvur Mishiv Emelcham HaShara. Next pasuk says that Ularuch HaMishpah, this is Zeh HaRodeh Yitzhar, someone who conquers his Yitzhar Hara. Ularuch Al HaMishpah, and someone who sits on judgment. Zeh HaDan Din Emes Lamitah, someone who judges a true judgment for its truth. V'Ligvura Zeh Miskaber Yitzhar, this is one who overcomes his Yitzhar Hara. So there are three different levels here. So what are the three different levels? So the first level is your Rode B'Yetzer Hara. Rashi points out that you simply do tshuva for the sin that you did. That's the first level. The next level is that you are done Emes Lamito. So some of Farshim explain that you get clarity. In other words, first step is that you do tshuva for the thing you did. Next, it is you get clarity, and then the final step is that you are miskaber yitzhar l'din emes, that you actually now you overcome yitzhara to do good. So the first is simply separate from sin. Second is clarity, and then you use your yitzhar, actually your drives, for the good. This is the one who involves himself in the war of Torah. These are the people who wake up early and stay up late at night in the shuls and the Bate Midrash, those who are the shar, the gates. Or you could say they're like the gatekeepers. They open and they close. So these people will have will also have the Atara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Midas Adin, the Tefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Midas Hadin says before God, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Manish Danu Elu Me'elu. How are these who have these Midos different from those who don't have these Midos? Amar Lehem, Hashem said to Midas Hadin, V'gam Ela Bayayin Shogu V'Sheichar To, Paku Pililiya. And also these people, they erred with wine and with alcohol, with beer. Paku Pililiya, what does it mean? Ein Puka El Gehenem, so this is referred to Gehenem. Shemar V'lotia Zos L'chal L'Puka, V'ein Pililiya. And Plila El Dayanim is judged. So meaning that even judges and people who are chashiv and important in the generation who study Torah, but they, if they're not humble, if they're not seeking also a Kaddish Baruch Hu, if they're not overcoming the Yitzhar Hara, so then they can succumb to wine, and therefore it can lead to negligence and it can lead to failures in teaching and Dinei Torah. So they won't have the Torah, the crown, that's in the head of the tzaddikim. You have to overcome Yitzhara for your taivas, for your desires, and you have to be involved in Talmud Torah, and that way you can receive the atara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.